This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The three-day special sitting of the extended budget session of Parliament commenced today. In the Lok Sabha, Union Law Minister Arjun Meghwal tried to introduce the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 and the Delimitation Bill 2026. Home Minister Amit Shah tried to introduce the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the House. Congress MP K.C. Venugopal opposed the introduction of the bills, alleging that these will undermine the federal structure of the country. Home Minister Amit Shah strongly rebutted that Mr. Venugopal can raise only technical objections to the introductions of the bill but cannot speak on the merits of the bill. Samajwadi Party MP Akhilesh Yadav questioned the necessity to bring the bills in such a hurried manner, saying that census should be done first. TMC's Kakoli Ghosh Dostidar opposed the introduction of the bills, saying women's reservation is being made dependent on future delimitation exercise. Home Minister Amit Shah replied that the process of census has begun and the government has already taken the decision to conduct the caste census. Earlier when the House assembled, the Lok Sabha paid tribute to legendary playback singer Asha Bhosle, who passed away in Mumbai at the age of 92. Paying tributes, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said through her remarkable career spanning more than seven decades, she made an invaluable contribution to Indian cinema and music. Mr. Birla said Asha Bhosle lent her voice to songs in numerous Indian and foreign languages, earning immense popularity and admiration. He said in recognition of her outstanding contributions, she was honoured with the Dadasaheb Phalke Award in 2000 and the Padma Vibhushan in 2008. The House also paid obituary references to the passing away of its members Abu Hasim Khan Chaudhry, Mohsina Kidwai and Hari Narayan Rajbha. Members of the House also observed silence as a mark of respect to the memory of the departed. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan today administered oaths to the newly elected members of the Upper House. Among those who took oaths are Nitin Naveen, Tirash Govala, Jogen Mohan, Shivesh Kumar, Vinod Sridhar Tavde, Sujit Kumar, Lakshmi Verma, Sanjay Bhatia of BJP. Besides, Ramnath Thakur of JDU, Pendra Kushwaha of Rashtriya Lok Morcha, Abhishek Manu Singhvi, Phulo Devi Netam, Karamveer Singh Baud, Anurag Sharma, Vem Narendra Reddy of Congress and Pramod Borough of UPPL. The House also paid obituary references to the passing away of Mohsina Kidwai and renowned playback singer Asha Bhosle. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding talks with Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker in New Delhi. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora during their meeting. Earlier today, Mr. Stocker and his wife Gerda Stocker-Legenstein laid a wreath paying tribute to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat. The Ministry of Home Affairs has announced that field operations for the House Listing and Housing Census, the first phase of Census 2027, will commence across multiple states and union territories today. The exercise will be carried out over a 30-day period till the 15th of next month. The Ministry said the self-enumeration facility, introduced for the first time, has received an encouraging response. With just 7 days to go for the first phase of polling in West Bengal, the election campaigning has reached its peak. BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma is set to campaign today in support of his party candidates. He will address rallies in Kooch Bihar and Jalpaiguri. Union Minister of State for Education Sukanta Majumdar will join the campaign at Chitolkuchi in Kooch Bihar. Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will hold three rallies in North Bengal. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading on a flat note during the forenoon session today. The Sensex stood at 78,107, while the Nifty was at 24,227 at the time of latest reports. On the sectoral front, metal, IT and industrials were gaining the most. And with that, we end this news bulletin.